The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
Oh, sorry. Someone texted, you really didn't play that?
What does the frog say?
Wow. Of course.
Pa-pow.
Pa-pow. Yep. F-O-X, Fox, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. All right, what are we buzzing about, Kel?
Well, it's Earth Day, and how can you celebrate? Well, there's lots of ways. Children's Museum is doing a celebration at 3:45 today, the Portland Recovery Community Center. They are hosting an Earth Day celebration at 11 a.m. Or you can just head to Cape Elizabeth because the community cleanup kicks off today and goes all week.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
It's time. It's really time, past time, actually, that we take this seriously.
Yeah, you don't even have to go anywhere to celebrate Earth Day.
Yeah.
Just be a good human.
Recycle.
Pick up after yourself.
Yeah. I saw someone, I went for a bike ride yesterday because it was so nice. Mm-hmm. And I saw a guy just walking along a street near our neighborhood, and he was just picking up trash.
Yeah.
Just doing that on a Sunday.
Just do your part.
Yep. Makes a difference.
The House approved a set of foreign aid bills that will send funds to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific region. This is after months of it being stalled by Republican infighting. The passing of this bill, however, could also cost Speaker Mike Johnson his leadership position.
Man, that's a tough gig.
That's a revolving door.
That leadership job, yeah.
Next.
They love you one moment, then they hate you the next moment, and it's your own people.
Yeah, it's tough.
it's your own people.
Can't wait.
And I think there's a humanitarian aid for Gaza in there, too.
Okay.
Which is, God... so needed.
Yep.
Oh, just horrific stories.
Yep. A suspect is in custody after armed robberies at three churches in Maine took place on Sunday morning, of all days as well. Yeah. The robberies took place in Parsonsfield, Cornish, and Baldwin. The suspect is 27-year-old Connor McGlone of Auburn. He tried to escape on foot, but he was ultimately caught.
Yeah, not just like, you know, opening unlocked cars or something. It was an armed robbery.
Had a gun, yeah. In Portland, dozens rallied over the weekend in support of a ceasefire in Gaza. The Israel-Hamas war is also making some places feel less safe for Jewish people. At Columbia University, students have been told that they can stay home and take classes virtually. Protests had started October 7th after the Israel-Hamas war started, but since then, anti-Semitism and violence against Jewish students is on the rise.
Yeah, and I mean, not just there. That's one example.
Right.
That's made national headlines, but so many places. And not just, you know, anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head, but hate in general.
Yeah.
Against all different groups of people.
It's like accepted to just come out with who you
hate
or what you hate, and it's unnecessary. It's just, why?
Well, I wouldn't say it's accepted, but it just seems like there's less...
more common. There's
more tolerance of it by certain groups.
Yes, yes. The man who doused himself in accelerant and set himself on fire outside the courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial has died. It was Friday afternoon when he took out pamphlets talking about conspiracy theories, tossed them, and then set himself on fire. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is breaking records. Shocker. It just became the first album in Spotify's history to get over 300 million streams in one day. And it also became the most streamed album in a single day in 2024.
I'm not even a huge Swiftie. But 200 million of those streams were on my Spotify.
Yeah, sure.
I'm fascinated by her writing.
Her writing is what I'm.
The music
a big fan
all kind of sounds the same. I know the Swifties are going to hate me for saying that, but it's really her lyrics.
Yes.
That are. I mean, she is a poet. She is a really, really talented.
Yeah, she's
writer.
Talented. Yep. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their latest round of inductees, and they include Mary J., Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Ozzy Osbourne, Dionne Warwick, and Jimmy Buffett. You will be able to stream that live on Disney Plus on October 19th. Our best friend, Julia Gagnon of Cumberland, Maine.
We don't even know her.
Our niece.
Yeah. Our person we've talked to on the phone twice.
That's it.
Yep.
Has made it to the top 12 on American Idol. She sang Whitney Houston's Run To You last night, and she killed it.
Jeez, it's unbelievable. She, you know, I could see the same thing happening to her that happened to Jennifer Hudson, where she didn't win, right?
Yeah, exactly.
J-Hud didn't win.
No.
But she did fine.
Yeah. Clay Aiken didn't win, and he did fine. The fact that she is just getting this attention.
Clay Aiken didn't win?
No. It was Ruben.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Ruben stuttered.
Ruben won.
I don't know why I just started to get defensive over Clay Aiken.
<I know. laughs> Like, but Clay Aiken's amazing.
20 years later, yeah.
Julie's already won. She has already been seen, and she's going to be just fine, I
think. Yeah, yeah.
In honor of Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday, all five of the Spice Girls reunited. A video was shared on Instagram by David Beckham, Victoria's husband, when all the girls were dancing and singing to their song, Stop.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
And last but not least, Kevin Bacon stopped by the high school where Footloose took place, which is Payson High School in Utah. The students campaigned to get him to come because this year actually marks the 40th anniversary of Footloose.
Wow.
They called it Bacon to Payson.
I didn't know that actually took place at like a real high school.
Neither did I.
Huh.
Yeah. And kind of makes sense that it's Utah.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that makes sense.
That does make a lot of sense,
yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. That's the buzz for today. Clay.
I needed some Clay Aiken after that.
Yes.
You know, I love that song, but it is creepy. If I was invisible,
yes.
I could watch you in your room. Okay, you weirdo.
Yeah, totally.
Imagine if someone said that to you on a first date.
No.
You know, if I was invisible, I could just watch you in your room.
Red flag.
I gotta go.
Yeah.